This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air. This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Apa kabar?
大家好。
Vanakkam.
Hello.
This is Chill Out with Omsak.
Hey, welcome to Chill Out with Omsak. I'm Nawi.
And I'm Jenny. You can hear us live at ORFM.105.4 FM or via ORFM website to find Chill Out with Omsak. So, we are delighted to announce that this is our first episode of Chill Out with Omsak. Yay!
So, today we have our first two special guests, Nafisa and Atika,
Hello.
To talk about
Hi.
Ramadan and Eid celebration. So, how are you guys?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
So, can you briefly introduce yourselves? Okay, sorry, Atika.
Hello, I'm Atika. I'm your activity officer for this year. And I'm a second year student. Yeah.
So, what are you studying?
I'm studying in physics.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Nafisa. I think I'm in my fifth year now.
Wow.
So I've been here a little while. I'm studying a Bachelor of Commerce and Science in Accounting and Information Science.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we will start. So our first question for today is, how is the fasting experience here is different from the one you experience in Malaysia? So, Atika, I think you can answer this question.
As for me, it's kind of very different because of the weather. Here in Dunedin, the weather is quite cold. It's like very cold compared to Malaysia. So I think fasting here in Dunedin is not as tiring as we fasting back in Malaysia. And also, I didn't feel hungry or thirsty that much. So I can go to the class every day like normal day. Yeah, if I go class back in Malaysia, then I'm gonna knock out like right after one class. Yeah
actually I understand that. Yeah. Because I also very hungry, you know.
Yeah,
because it's too cold.
Yeah, in Malaysia it's way too hot, bro. I cannot.
Wow. Yeah, I'm thirsty in Malaysia.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
so do you think it's very challenging to to fast in Malaysia?
The challenge is just the weather.
Yeah.
But the rest is just the same because we live in a multicultural country. So I get used to see people eating.
Yeah, true. Yeah. What about you, Nafisa? Have you ever experienced it?
I haven't fasted in Malaysia for like maybe 7 years now.
But
I do think there's a big aspect of like the difference of fasting overseas is that you're not with your family.
Yeah.
And that can be quite struggling for some people.
True.
Especially if you're like a first year student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure many of our juniors, like our first year students, can relate to not being around family, waking up for sahur by yourself.
Yeah.
Cooking by yourself.
Cooking by yourself and all that. I think that's quite challenging.
Yeah.
But I think that it's pretty good overall though. In Dunedin itself, there's a very good community. There's like the mosque where you can have iftar every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't know if all cities around New Zealand have that. So I think the students here are quite fortunate that we get that chance and opportunity here. And you still have that sense of community, I suppose, doing that.
Yeah.
Which, you know, maybe you'll help a little bit, feel a bit less homesick.
Yeah, true.
So okay. Is it the mosque food very good?
Yeah, it is. Like, every day. I will go there every day.
Yeah. It's different food every day. You know, you don't really know what they're going to cook.
What do they actually serve, usually?
Depends on which country they...
So, I heard that Omsa also cooked for the iftar event, right?
Yeah.
So, what did you guys have? Like,
I'll let our Atika take over as the FO for this Eid.
For iftar.
Ramadan iftar.
Okay. So, we cooked nasi ayam.
Chicken rice?
Chicken rice. With sirap bandung made by Nafisa.
Oh, yeah. I feel like
I enjoyed the Sira Bandung.
Yeah, we're just like to this thing.
She had to make it twice.
Yeah, I had to make it twice.
Why?
Because it ran out before people started eating.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay.
Yeah. But and I guess it was a win, though, because I'm dairy-free, but, like, apparently it was good. I didn't try it, so.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
It was good. It was good.
And I liked the kueh that you guys did. What was that?
Onde-onde.
Onde-onde.
Oh, yeah. So we had some the brown sugar Malaysians that made that.
They volunteered themselves to make the dessert for that night.
The sweets.
Because they knew Omsa was cooking, so they said they'll make a Malaysian onde-onde.
Nice. Okay. So, Atika, I heard that you out to bake some cookies among the Malaysian families living in Dunedin. So, how was that experience?
It's my first time joining baking with the families. So, it's quite fun. It's like baking with my mom, you know?
Yeah.
So, I feel like...
home?
Yeah, I feel like home. Cooking together with friends and other families here in Dunedin. And I'm going to make my mom cry. But yeah, it's so fine, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. So what are the cookies that you baked?
I think we make three of them, which is sempurit.
Ooh, my favourite.
Yeah, Alma London Wannabe and chocolate cookies.
Yeah. I like the chocolate cookies.
And then we also made like apple crumble.
Apple crumble, mustard. Yeah, true.
And there was honey conflicts happening in the background.
Yeah. Sempurit is the custard biscuit, right? Or
I don't know how. I think it's more like a butter shortbread cookie.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Nafisa, what is your preparation before eat?
I think usually we'll take a usual route, not what I did this year. usually I think the night before, if we know that it might be 8, I'll just prepare like food. I might start cooking or and also get ready like all the clothes, like my Eid clothes, which I'm very fortunate this year that I do have Raya clothes because I haven't been back in about 5 years. So I finally got some clothes this year. And because I live here with my family, it's more about spending more time with my family the last few days of Ramadan.
Yeah.
And whether that means, like, you know, having iftar together. And I think the house gets very kecho when it's very close to Raya.
Because everyone is
stressing about, oh, what are we doing? Are we going to cook something? So, like, you always have the havocness then. But, yeah, this year looked a little bit different because I had a big assignment due the morning of Raya. So I was at my friend's house doing my assignment. And this year looked a little different. I think with my mom not being around, she was back in Malaysia this time around. So she managed to come here like the weekend of Raya, but not the first day of Raya. But it was still nice to be able to like call my grandparents and all that.
Okay.
Where's your grandparents?
My grandparents are back in Malaysia, in KL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so they're a bit too old to come over to visit anymore, so it's just through video calls. So I need to get better at calling them more.
They will call you.
they do call me. So much? I do. I miss them a lot. That's probably the biggest factor about living overseas, like being away from your family, which I think everyone can relate with, like, you know, coming here as an international student. So I was fortunate that I had my dad around and my brothers, but my mom was mostly in Malaysia, which made it hard as the only girl in the family as well. When it came to, like, cooking and doing this bits and bobs and wanting to complain about life and no one understands it because there's no females in the house. So it's just a lot of calling mom and all that. So I'm very grateful to have her back now.
So are you planning to visit your grandparents?
The plan is to visit them this year. I did go back at the end of 23, which I was very happy and fortunate I was able to. And then the plan is to hopefully go back this year after I graduate. If I'm able to, inshallah.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, okay. All right. So how was your heat celebration last week, Atik?
It was great. Like, I get to know more people this year. Like, mingle around with more people. Like, compared to last year, it's like with just like 2-3 friends. And this year.
Okay.
And this year, we have a whole family,
large group of
Malaysian community. Not only Malaysian community, but also like the locals here. The interesting part is I get to share one of the Kuih Raya that I met with friend to. I got to share it with my lecturer, and he likes it.
So what did he say about your cookies?
It's like, it was very nice. Yeah, I finished like I only left with 3 out of 8, 9 pieces of the cookies.
Wow.
I said, that's good. That's nice.
That just goes to show that Malaysian
kueh.
I need to promote Malaysian kueh.
You gotta open a small stall here.
I'm gonna be that rich.
Next episode, how Ati gets rich.
Rich auntie.
For real. Yeah. It's like, I guess it's totally different compared to last year. This year is very fun, even though we celebrate Eid during on weekdays.
Yeah.
Which is we have
some classes, of us
labs,
some of us, yeah.
I have tests.
Class. Yeah. We a bit chaos on that day because we don't know what time are we going to go to the our friend's open house.
And it will feel quite different, right? Because being a student here, they do understand that there is Eid, but that's not taken into account until the exams and tests. So you're weighing out between going to classes or going to celebrate, right, with your friends. But I think over the years, when you're here, you realize that that is just how it works. And so now families know that you might come up at 7 o'clock being like, sorry, I just came out of a test. And they're like, oh, Ksenia, come and eat. Yeah, I think it's safe to say, though, that from hearing what you guys, like, had last year compared to this year, it's very, what's the word in English, like, Maria this year? Because you have a bigger sense of community. You've met a lot more people. You were able to go from, like, house to house.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, remember, we need to sing Selamat Hari Raya song.
Oh my god,
yeah.
That's
fine, actually.
Did you guys
want to sing it for us?
Oh. That time was already 5 takes, and I think that was enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, what did you do on the first day of Raya, I think?
apparently, on the first day of Raya, I have lab at 2, so I managed to go to 2 open house in the morning. And one open house right after the lab. But yeah, we still need to wait for our other friends, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Makeup.
Well, while I'm doing the lab reports, then yeah, that's okay. I'm good with it. I'm good.
Yeah.
So, did you go to have any prayer?
Yeah. Like early in the morning. We go with Nafisa. we ask help from Nafisa to let her lend her car.
Yep.
Yeah, to us. Then our senior can drive the car since we don't have the license.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't do illegal things, guys.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Okay. It's dangerous.
Okay.
So, what did you guys eat at the open house?
I think a big variety of food. We went to quite a few houses. I think the first house that we went to, or that I went to, was actually Foss.
Yeah.
Was one of the boys' houses.
Mm-hmm.
Except I didn't eat because I was only there for a little while before I had to go home. But I heard that they had really good Kuah Lodeh and lontong from other people. And then I think they also cooked rendang, which I heard was a hot commodity.
Ooh.
That went really fast. Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the boys texted me and said, oh, it's finished. I was like, I haven't
even shown
up. Isn't it 1 hour? Yeah, within the first hour.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, we didn't cook enough. And I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah. But that's right. It wasn't that good. And then we all went to a family's house. And that was really fun. Because and that is also where we had the privilege to be recorded to sing this Raya song. And it took 5 takes, guys.
It was fine.
But it was very fun. Yeah. I didn't know the lyrics because I just don't remember the lyrics. And I was front and center. It was pretty hard, pretty awkward. But we got there. But the highlight of that house was definitely the satay that they were making fresh.
Yeah.
And the company, because it just ended up that all the students were there at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some families came in. So it was, that gave the very much the Raya feel in New Zealand, being like, with Dunedin being such a small community.
Yeah.
That really gave the chaotic Raya vibes where it's like people are trying to walk and you're trying to eat and it's like, okay, well, be careful, there's drink right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Yeah, I like the lemang and rendang.
So
delicious. Good.
You know my favorite, nasi impit with rendang.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Yes.
You miss it this year.
And I heard that you guys cooked as well. You guys cooked for Eid? For your house?
You cook? No. But we did cook like just one menu, which is rendang.
Yeah.
Pulut.
It's glutinous rice.
We ate glutinous rice with the rendang. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, so Navi, I heard that last year you experienced celebrating here. So how was it?
Yeah, I had fun because I went to all the open houses.
Yeah.
You know? And the food. Oh my God. I really, really enjoyed the food. But yeah, I kind of like missed this year because I had lab on that day. But yeah, I'm hoping for, you know, to join you guys next year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to. I feel like this year, I think they have like, I don't know, is it just me or I didn't see any lemang last year.
This year they had lemang?
Yeah, maybe it could just be that last year you didn't really know people. Mm-hmm. So like, you didn't really know where the houses were, who to meet and stuff. But I think this year really shows Navi that next year she should be there.
Yeah.
And if you know one thing about Navi is she loves food.
Yeah.
And she loves Malaysian food.
Yeah, I love Malaysian food.
Like if we were like okay to take takeaway boxes, I'm pretty sure she'd be asking for each house one box. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, I think you can stop there.
Just one thing I wanna say that I feel like the family here is very creative because they managed to make lemang out of anything that they have.
Yeah, I mean, like, in Malaysia, they use, like, a bamboo.
Yeah, bamboo.
The lemang, and they hit it. And I was like, how did they get bamboo here?
Yeah, true.
You learn to adapt a lot.
It's very
like,
creative.
Maybe the first few years, you start questioning why we're using what we're using, like, or whatever they use. And then over the years, you're like, actually, that works. Like, now I have lemang, and you found a way to make lemang.
And it's even better.
Yeah, true.
I think we need to pass this on to the families. Yeah. I'm sure they would love to hear this. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. It's very good.
Yeah. Okay. So, Nafisa, what is your favorite cookie? Malaysian cookie?
That's a tough question, guys.
Oh, that's a lot.
Why do you put me on the spot like that?
You have a lot of cookies.
I don't, like
personal ones, like you can't live without. You need to have that during the Raya.
I'm not sure.
Any conflicts?
I haven't really had a lot of Kuih Raya in the last. But honey conflicts is something I do every year, except this year. But I'm sure at my open house there will be Kuih Raya. But I think honey conflicts was one that I do every year because it's sort of like no matter how busy you are, that's probably the easiest Kuih you can make and it still feel like Raya.
Mm-hmm.
And I also quite like kuih suji.
Oh, that's That's my favorite too.
We made it this year.
Yeah, we made it. Have
but
you
it's
tried
a,
it?
It's
I did try.
Big suji.
It like, was large in size.
Yeah. The koi suji this year just like had a bit more extra love.
extra love.
I think made it with extra love.
True.
And then I know every year, the koi that is very tedious to make, but very good is sempurit. And so, Navi, if you ever have the chance to make quiz and bread,
please do it.
You should do it. And then you will realize, like, the time and effort it takes to make the pipe them really nicely. Because the amount of times that me and Sophia were like, that doesn't make the mark. Because we had very tight QC when we were making ours with the families. You learned that over the years.
Okay, this we'll do that next year.
This year I broke a record.
We'll do it next year. Yeah. As long as I don't get.
We did some bread last year during the Deepavali.
But it turned out look like kuih suji.
That's okay. You learn, right?
That's because of the piping technique.
Our
piping broke.
It broke. Yeah.
Oh wow. Well, how was your like dough, guys? Was it like that
was
crazy?
It that hard?
I guess so. Yes.
That's okay. You learn until next time.
Yeah, okay. True. Yeah. All right. So Jenny, what was your favorite cookie?
Yeah, I think it's overrated. People say it's overrated, but I love Emma London.
But I think that's your like classic queer, right? You're like has that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, people say it's overrated, but I don't care. I want to eat it as long as it's good, guys.
Even though it's
as
overrated,
long as you enjoy it.
It's still sold out. Like
it's the favorite queer among every house, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And Popiah Nestum is also good.
Yeah, Popiah Nestum.
Yeah.
If you do it right. What's your favourite queer?
I can say my favourite is the sempurit, but not the, like...
Is it the flower one that you
Yeah,
like?
The flower one.
With that little, like, red green.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like the flower one. Just the shape.
Oh, is it? There's like other shape, like
The one we made was long. Remember the sprinkles on top?
Oh, that one's sempurit.
Yeah, that's a sempurit. It's just a.
I thought it's like a butter cookie. So
I thought butter cookies as well.
but that was
sempurit. Sempurit has a lot of shapes, but have a same taste lah.
Oh, okay.
It was good. It was good. I liked it.
What was your favorite kuih? Or what is your favorite kuih?
I love pineapple tarts. But I can't make one.
We can definitely try, but it takes a lot of time.
It's hard to make the jam, right?
It just takes. It's not very hard. It's just very time consuming you basically take fresh pineapple crush and you cook it until it's really dry, and you put sugar and stuff. But like, that can burn very fast. So it's just like cooking rendang. You have to keep stirring.
And make it a bit dry.
Okay, I'm very bad at cooking. I am.
Jenny, wow.
I am.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
She's agreeing to that on radio, guys.
I'm joking. You exposed my wonderful skill.
No, guys. Jenny cooks well. Navi cooks well. Navi cooks well as well.
I love Navi's food.
Navi's buttermilk chicken.
It was good, Navi. It was good.
There's a story there, but we'll keep that for another time, guys.
Thank you so much, guys. Okay, so
how to prepare that cookies? I think I know how to make the sempurit. How you make it, like,
how you make it tasty? How you have your love in?
Love? Make it with love? Or what?
Yeah, I have to make it with love.
Of course, it has to. What do you mean?
Usually, if I try to make the cookies, I will make it a lot, like, lot. Because I want to share it. I want to share it with friends. Because last year, we lived with other flatmates. Some of them are local. We had to share, we need to share our sweets, Malaysian sweets to them, right? And also, the funny thing, to make sempurit, we need to have like a mold. What do you call
it? It's like this device where you basically put the dough in and you have to push it and it pipes out the design.
But I don't have that thing, and I try to go to any store that have that piping things, and then I got this $2.50 piping thing, but it's plastic. Then I tried like to pipe the dough. It's all good for at least two batch. Then it decide to
break,
and it turns out to be a suji.
But yeah. That's okay. That reflects on the $2.50, guys. Yeah. So I told Atik that she can just buy $2.50 every year, like until she finds the proper one, because that's still like it still makes you two batches before it becomes crazy.
That's great enough. I think I might import some of that thing from Malaysia.
But I've also seen some people like getting creativeness. Mm-hmm. They use like a cake piping, like you know the cake,
yeah.
And you just. But because our dough is very thick, instead of putting it in the bag and piping it, you just have the metal tip and you press the thing through.
Yeah.
I have seen people, my friends over in Auckland do that. Yeah. And it works.
I heard
for the flower type.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I saw my mom did it.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
Amazing.
Too.
Yeah.
My mom can cook, but yeah.
Amazing, guys. Okay, so Nafisa.
Yeah.
What food that your family usually, like, it's a must or usually cook during it? Like one special, you know?
Yep.
A dish or
is it satay?
Yeah.
I heard.
How do you know? Where'd you hear that from?
I'm like, you have a big backyard, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because one year, you know, it was Raya and. With my family, because my mom wasn't around and dad was usually working. He wouldn't be working during Eid, but it was quite hard with me having exams or tests, so I didn't really cook a lot on the day of Raya itself, unless I had a bit of help. And over the years, my brothers had all like moved out. One's gone up to Auckland. Mm-hmm. So it becomes quite hard to sort of get everyone back.
Yeah.
But like when we did have them back, when I did open house, but... So one year I was really missing Malaysian satay. Or like, I think actually the specific one that I make is like Singapore-style satay. But I made it one year.
Yeah,
I think it's sort of similar, but it's called Singapore-style satay because it's not necessarily on the stick. You don't have to have it on the stick. You can cook it on the pan and it has the same taste as like barbecuing it.
Yeah.
So I haven't really barbecued it in years. But I made it one time and then decided to also serve that during Raya. And now that dish has my name on it. And every year I make it during like Raya and Raya Haji. And so some people, like they come to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Alia. She will tell me, when's your open house? I went to eat the satay.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of like waiting for your open house. I'm very keen. I'm very interested.
Well, that brings us to a shop promo. This Sunday.
Come to Nafisa's house.
Yeah. Well, we actually have... Omsa is doing an Eid with collaboration with the wider community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, they did it.
And...
Yeah.
And the dish that I made during then was satay, chicken satay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So usually people eat chicken satay with peanut sauce?
Yeah. So there'll usually be peanut sauce. But because of the nature of the event, because we're doing it was Omsa X, wider family, wider community.
Oh, yeah.
It was each person, like, I don't know, make a different dish. So I came up with the satay. For example, there'll be another family that made roti jala and this chicken curry.
Oh my god!
So we
so
came
good.
Up with a menu, and then Omsa.
I'm hungry now.
And it was delicious. Yeah, it was delicious.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
Oh my god! What did you make? What did Omsa make? You guys know what Omsa made? They made kueh.
It's honey cornflakes.
Yeah.
I taste that honey cornflakes. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah.
And then, I think lots of food though, very yum.
Yeah, talking about satay, actually there's like a famous satay in Malaysia, you know?
Oh my god, it's
Kajang satay. Yes! Kajang satay.
Yeah. I think living in KL. I mean, I went and it's always good.
It was good, right?
Yeah, you just have a long wait time, but it's so good.
It was good. I think, have you tried it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's a little bit far from Kajang, guys.
Yeah, bro. I live in the south.
She's like so close to Singapore.
Is it usually the queue is very long, is it? Like people wait for
Well, they've opened like quite a few franchises, I think. That's what I've heard.
There's like at R&R.
Yeah, now that because it got so popular, there's so much around. Yeah.
Oh. Is Satay Kacang a brand?
Yeah.
Well, initially it was like Satay and Kacang, I guess.
I think we should try together. We should go together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And then while you're in Kacang, then you can come visit all of us in KL. See you around, you know?
Okay. I will.
I could give a hint like it's juicy.
Okay. Oh my god.
My favorite part though is the satay sauce.
Kuah kacang. Yeah. The peanut sauce. Yeah. Oh yeah, peanut sauce.
Isn't it really hard to make the peanut sauce?
I have tried once and I don't think I will try again. I don't think it's very hard. It's just I did not know how to do it and I wasn't really looking at a proper recipe. I think I burnt my peanuts, guys. But I think because what I heard is that once you cook it with the peanuts, once you put in, I think it's the coconut milk or something, you have to constantly stir because if not, like, you don't stir, it burns straight away.
Yeah.
Because it goes from powder to a thick paste within 5 seconds. But like when it works, it's good. I just didn't have the right ingredients at time. You know, I was trying to make do, but it wasn't working out. I don't have enough experience to do that yet.
At least you try it.
We had crunchy peanut sauce.
I think the crucial part in peanut sauce is when you try to fry the peanuts because I keep getting scolded by my mom. Don't burn that peanut. Don't burn that peanut.
It's fried because you
get
peanut.
Yeah, well, you get the peanuts raw, right? And then you fry them on the pan. So that's the longest process, I would say.
Yeah.
After that, once you like blend them and stuff, but because it's different using roasted peanuts, like already roasted salted peanuts comparing to those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I always get scolded as well. I think like if anything, like the child's job is to fry the peanut because you can't mess it up. All you have to do is stir it. But also like when you're stirring it, you're like surely like 2 minutes is fine. Like surely a minute's fine.
Nah.
It starts burning, girl, and then you're getting yelled at by the other side of the house by your parents, you know, the chaos of Ryan. It's like I don't have time for it to burn. That's what they tell you.
It's like it looks brown, but then a split second is then what?
Because it's very hard to tell because of the skin.
Yeah.
You have to cook it with the skin on.
You know, talking about stirring, every year my job is stirring the serunding. And it takes a lot of time.
Wow. What is serunding, guys?
Yeah.
Serunding is meat. It can be meat and it's dried meat.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the English version is like, for example, if it's chicken, serunding is chicken floss.
Yeah.
Chicken floss. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
There's a lot of
I learned that when I'm in Singapore.
Okay, what about you? What's your family usually did?
Because in Malaysia, the north, the south, the east, kind of have a different kind of food.
Yeah, true.
Every year. Every time during Eid. So, because I live in Johor, so...
Johorian.
So my family always have nasi impit, rendang, lodeh.
What is lodeh?
Lodeh is like...
Is it lontong?
Like lontong, but a bit different, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's just depending where you're from. So people call it lontong, but usually lodeh is the kuah. And then you have it with nasi impit. And then
what is lontong actually?
I think when it becomes lontong, when you have the nasi impit in the kuah lodeh. Then it becomes lontong.
Yeah, it just becomes lontong.
But not to confuse, when you go to Singapore and you say lontong, lontong is the rice cake. I'm pretty sure when you go to Singapore that is what it's called.
We call it,
because we call it nasi impit, but I'm pretty sure in Singapore that's called the lontong. But I could be wrong, don't quote me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think some state in Malaysia also call that lontong. I have rendang, nasi impit, lodeh, kuah kacang, and the peanut sauce. And we have it all together in one plate. So it's very... we have this ayam masak kuning. I don't know what that means in English, but...
If you translate it literally, it says chicken cooked yellow, guys.
Yeah, chicken cooked yellow, guys.
It's like chili padi. Masak chili padi, but without the chili padi.
But it's yellow, right?
Yeah.
So basically, it's a coconut based turmeric chicken.
Yeah.
that's not spicy.
That's true. It's,
thank
it's
you
not spicy.
So much, Nafisa.
That's okay.
That's a proper name. Yeah. Okay.
So all those four, five food, we have it at the same time in one plate, and you're so good.
Yo, food, oh food, God. Food.
Yeah, I miss Malaysia now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, so I miss Malaysia.
I miss
so
the food.
Much. Can't wait to go back for the food.
For the food.
And to visit. And to visit.
Okay, guys.
So, okay, this is like a bonus question.
It's interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Wow.
So I hope you can answer this like perfectly. Ooh,
okay.
10 marks.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
No, I didn't think this was an exam, guys.
I have enough exam now.
Yeah.
I think just finished one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I think, but you have another one.
Oh, no.
Okay.
But we'll start with Nafisa.
Okay, okay. Nafisa first.
Okay.
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 Cool.
If you have the opportunity to invite any celebrity to your open house, who would it be? Who will it be?
I gotta think about that, guys. There's too many people on my list.
Do you have an answer?
I think.
But your most favorite one, like I'm pretty sure you have one.
Or maybe you want.
I think the fact that it doesn't come to mind means I don't, right?
Oh, okay,
Maybe let me think about it.
You want anyone to like taste your satay? Any celebrity to taste your satay?
It's not a must to be a Malaysian celebrity. Yeah. It can be anything.
I don't know.
Or you don't want to expose.
That's why I say it's 10 marks, guys.
Maybe it's between me and the person.
Okay, I see. Okay, Ate. We'll go to you. Come on, Ate.
Sure.
Come on.
I know you have a best answer.
Go on, Ate. You know your answer.
Yeah.
It must be celebrity.
I think it's anyone you want.
Famous figure. Okay. Any famous figure.
It has to be a famous person. Yeah. But it can be anyone.
I mean, like, yeah.
Why don't we open it to anyone?
Okay,
it doesn't have to be famous.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay.
Then
okay.
I will like. Okay.
What kibbutt is?
Okay. I think.
That's what I think. Bonus question.
Yeah.
If celebrity, I will invite Alif Sattar.
Oh. Yeah.
Like the whole family. Yeah, I adore him because he's done a lot of good things and his family is quite cute. He has like 3 children now.
Oh, I don't actually know if I know Alif Sattar, but I'm sure if I show me a photo, I might know.
Yeah, he's very good.
I'm a little bit uneducated in the...
He's a singer.
And stuff.
Ah, he's a singer.
Oh.
I love his songs.
He's a singer. He's a actor. He's a MC.
He's a father. Wow.
He's a versatile guy.
Wow.
Multi-talented. Is it the lagu? Baby, baby. Yeah.
Do you want to sing?
Your solo for
baby,
Jenny?
Baby, jangan kau nakal.
Eh, bukan.
Uh-oh.
We got mixed up here, guys.
Okay.
Enough. Okay. Yeah. That guy.
Nice one. That guy. I hope that you will definitely invite him in the future.
Mean.
Oh. Yeah.
I feel like if Carl Aming tasted like Omsa's cooking and we got compliments, that would be like we're one.
What's up, guys?
I think if he ever like tasted Omsa's food and like gave us compliments, like genuine compliments, then like we've won.
Yeah, true.
So I'll say from a co perspective, I think that's probably someone we would want to get.
Yeah,
because he came to New Zealand recently.
He had iftar with Christchurch people.
Yeah,
right?
So he was in Christchurch.
I'm jealous, you know.
Yeah,
nice. I was like, bro,
you could have came here.
Even people in Malaysia also, right? I didn't even saw him before.
Yeah.
But you in New Zealand can see him. Like,
yeah, that's crazy. That's like similar to me, but with a rugby player.
Oh, yeah, true. Sonny Bill Williams.
Yeah. Oh. He went to Malaysia and then he went to the mosque and met students. And my friend sent me a screenshot and I was like, I haven't met him yet. Hold on.
Okay. Even we in New Zealand never seen him once.
Yeah, so that's the same with, I think, the Malaysians that felt with Carol Aming coming here to meet students.
Yeah,
that's nice. I mean, yeah, I think you get 10 marks. Yeah, both of you get 10 marks.
Thank you.
I mean, like,
I thought it was 100 marks. That's very low, guys. That's okay.
Okay, what about you, Navi?
Oh, don't ask me.
Navi, now I think you have to share. It was your kickback question, right?
I think you
guys know? Like,
is it Sidat Malhotra?
Yeah. Oh.
And definitely, I'll be dressed with my bajukuro, oh, like to show our culture to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. Mm. Like, why not?
And let him wear the baju Melayu.
Yeah, with the songko on.
With
oh
the
my god, with the sampin and the songko on top. Oh my god, I just wish that.
Then,
can
I just
like
Shahrukhan then?
Oh yes,
Khan. So yeah. Who are you choosing to?
Yeah, Shahrukhan.
Oh yeah. I second that.
Big love. Yeah.
Let them be friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
We multiracial, multicultural,
yeah. Multicultural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's your opinion about this raya? Like, this Eid?
This Eid or Ramadan?
Yeah, this year Eid and Ramadan. Anything you want to like?
Well, for me, I think Ramadan this year was very different. I think personally, I felt that I wanted to be, like, going to the masjid more. And I tried to go to more Tarawih.
Yeah.
Which is... I don't know what the English name for Tarawih is, but basically it's like the prayer you do at night with people a lot together. I think this Ramadan, I definitely felt a lot more closer to Allah. And it was very eye-opening, this Ramadan, I think. It taught me a lot of patience, and it taught me that you can make a lot of time for Him as well. Despite all the exams and the assignments, you can still make time and... you won't be as stressed. I think if you are stressed when you make time to go Tarawih and do that, it actually makes you more calm. And then I think Eid this year as well, it also showed that like you can still have fun despite the exams.
You can still
do your commitments, do exams, and you can still go have fun. It's just having that right balance, right? Like maybe you have to give or take a little bit, but I think it teaches a lot of people patience, and also like having that balance is good. Because if you just didn't and you just did exams, like, which is okay, but like you might feel really left out. Yeah. Anything you want to add to that, Natik?
Yeah, I feel the same like you. Cause I get to join the iftar at the masjid more this year compared to last year, which is I only joined like 3 times because we live so far.
Yeah.
Now.
Northeast Valley.
Northeast Valley, yeah.
So far.
Yeah, all of us Northeast Valley girls really be appreciating
it. It's giving PTSD.
Yeah.
And this year, we managed to live near to the uni and also near to the masjid. And I get to go to the masjid almost every day and join the Tarawih prayer almost every day. Which is interesting, the Tarawih here... they always read one juzu in one night. So
which is equivalent to about one chapter. In the Quran.
One chapter in the Quran. So it's kind of challenged me because I never like join any prayer with that long.
It's long. It's super long.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. Like new what?
Experience.
New experience, yeah.
Yeah.
And celebrating it during the class day, it was okay, yeah.
It really added to the havocness of Ryan because they were like, oh my god, guys, the house is gonna close soon, hurry up.
True.
Because it's not like Malaysia here, like people do it mostly on the first day or the weekend because of the like work commitments and school commitments.
True.
So it was very fortunate that some of us were able to make it. For the ones that weren't able to make it, at least they had the option to go to the... I think Musa also did it. And Musa did it the first day. I mean, the weekend, and then the next day was Omsa. So at least the students had that opportunity to go at the time and to still, like, enjoy some raya food. Like, I'm sure Navi really enjoyed being able to go to that as well. Because she missed out, and it wasn't because she couldn't make it. Because she purely couldn't make it. Yeah.
So sorry, guys.
Yeah. And everyone else came, where's Navi?
Really?
Because I see you're dead.
Yeah.
I heard Uncle Aizal missed me so much.
Oh, shout out.
Okay. All right. So I have a question. So as a Muslim, so it's a compulsory to fast, right? It's a must,
right? Yeah.
It's one of the criteria that you have to like. Okay. Yeah. So what is the main purpose of fasting as a Muslim? Like, why do you guys
do that?
I think we can, as a Muslim, we can learn, like, how actually the people in need feel like, and we actually can experience how they feel like, so that we don't like, we don't waste food, or at least we know how they feel like, and we know
how challenging
their life is. And also during the month of Ramadan, we need to pay what we call zakat, which is
a donation
to the people in need. So it's a must for those who are able to do zakat, to help them in need. Yeah. So actually, this Ramadan let us learn
how to be patient
also, because we are hungry, and how to
control your desire.
You're not only like controlling your hungriness, it's about everything.
Yeah.
Your attitude,
your patience.
Yeah. I mean, like, you're not like, you cannot like be angry. Yeah, suddenly.
I think it was less angry during Ramadan. She didn't scold me much.
Stop, Davi, stop.
Okay.
But yeah, it's forced me, bro.
It's a lot of, you know, it's right. You know, it's about learning patience, learning to be, to like humble yourself and to be appreciative of what you do have.
Yeah.
Because I think when you are comfortable and when you have everything around you, you forget that a lot of people have that.
True.
So it's a good reminder that a lot of people struggled.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, I think Ramadan this year, like, taught a lot of us Muslims that, like, how strong the Ummah in Palestine is.
Mm.
Because despite everything that's happening there,
May
Allah, like, take care of them and shower them with blessings, they're still very strong. They still pray every day.
Yeah.
No matter if there's no mosque, they pray.
Among
the rubble, they pray. And it just shows how strong they are, and, like, their faith is so strong, which I think serves as a reminder for a lot of us here, that, you know, to be appreciative that we do have a mosque to go to, we do have food given to us.
You have the people around us.
Yeah, and we have the people around you supporting, which, you know, like, not a lot of people back there have that opportunity.
Mm.
And so I think it's a good reminder of, like, the current events around the world. And
So despite, like, weather, what is the other challenges that you face during Ramadan?
Hectic schedule?
Is it
your classes?
Is it, hectic schedule, anything, like,
made you feel
maybe
more tired?
You need to, like, cook a lot?
Yeah, can be.
I think when you have long days of classes, like, for example, I have, I did have 8 a.m., like, 8 o'clock starts till 7 p.m., and to be completely honest, like, it was very hard to get to those 8 a.m.s. I think during Ramadan may have missed a few here and there. And that just goes with, I think, when you're not eating a lot, it just tires you a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And because you want to perform more prayer and you spend more time at the mosque, in terms of being a student, like, you can't pause that part of being a student. Like, it's still with it. So so you might be quite tired and all you can do is just attend class and go to prayer and stuff. So I think a big thing about Ramadan was, like, being able to rest, because obviously living in a different country, over here it's quite different. Back home, like, you know, like, all sports goes on hold. There's no, like, very athletic events going on, whereas here you might still have training.
Depending
on what, like, I think sometimes, like, they're very accommodating here. It's just about communication. But then, so you can't go around being like, oh, they didn't give me a break. But I'm like, did you tell them you were fasting?
Yeah.
I mean, like, so that's just something to consider. But besides that, I think Ramadan was very good this year. For me, it was very good. A very big blessing.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was... Well, okay. I have a personal question. So what was the baju kurung color that you wore? The color of your baju kurung.
Oh, funny story. All of us did a fryer pre-shoot.
Yeah.
Did you remember?
This was quite
a while ago. But because we all know that on the first day, because this year Raya felt, I mean, in New Zealand, it was going to be either Thursday or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us were praying it was Friday. Because then it means that it's the weekend already.
I knew that you guys were very stressed about it.
So we were very stressed because, you know, with exams and everything. Mm-hmm. But Raya did fall on Thursday, and so because we knew that, you know, it's going to be so hectic to get Raya photo shoots on that day, so we did a pre-Raya photo shoot, which was pretty good. And that was really nice to see the students come out and, like, dress up and stuff.
Everyone wear a pretty...
pretty colors, And then for the first day of Eid, though, I wore...
Is it orange?
Like, I don't really know how to explain the color. It was like a pastel pink.
Wasn't during the pre-Raya or during the Eid?
Oh, during the pre-Raya, my was a lilac purple.
Yeah. I remember that last year you wore bright orange.
Bright orange.
It's baju kebaya.
I don't know. I don't think it was baju kebaya. It was a one piece, but it was a... I don't really know whether it was a Malaysian traditional outfit, but it was given to me, gifted to me by someone. But the funny story is everyone on this podcast last year, I didn't know them, but they knew me.
Yeah. You're so famous, that's why.
So, yeah, it was fun during the photo shoot. Everyone,
what color did you wear, Ati?
During the photo shoot, I wear like a goldish color.
Yeah,
very nice. A kain songket. But it's not really a song kit. It's just a printed song kit.
I think it was very nice to see people dressed up, even though it wasn't Raya yet, but dressed up in the occasion.
True.
For example, like Jenny.
I wore a bat.
What do you call that?
I could say a bat. Bat, you know?
Bajukurung?
Bat.
Bajukubaya?
Shirt. Bat. Kurung?
Bat bajukurung.
It's like baju kelawar.
Baju kelawar is kaftan.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, it's direct translate.
The reason that it's called like bat wings is because when you put your hands up, it looks like you have bat wings because the sleeves go really far out. And that was really cute. And then, Navi, you also wore something traditional, didn't you?
Yeah.
For pre-Raya?
Yeah, for the pre-Raya.
I wore Punjabi suit.
So it was very nice to see the different cultures. Because we also had another friend that wore, I don't really know what the name of the shirt. Kurta?
Is it kurta?
What? Sid wore?
Is it kurta?
I think it's kurta.
Yeah, so it was really nice to see the different. Yeah. There was also the Baju Melayu boys.
But to be honest, you guys looked very pretty.
During
the day. Pictures, you guys.
Do you want to write you or something?
If you don't mind, I can just send my account number later.
Do it Raya this year. It's so modern now. Do it Raya is Eid money, guys. Where usually, if you're working, you give Eid money to the kids around. Like back home, that's how it is.
No, it's actually if you're still a student, you get the money.
Oh, okay. Correction. So Jenny says if you're still a student, you get the money.
Forever.
That's right. You need to continue. It's a sign. PhD, guys.
Yeah. So, did you guys get any Eid money?
Unfortunately, not.
Navi, you want to give some?
Navi, I'll send you my account number.
You're going to send our account number to Navi.
We know reverse.
At least $10, please.
Wow. All right.
So,
do you have anything to ask?
Well, I have a question.
Oh, okay. For you.
I'm nervous.
For you guys that are away from home, like, you know, how did Raya feel this year? Being away from home.
Last year, I felt homesick, obviously. I cried. I cried at night. And then,
yeah, that's very normal.
Then being far from family, right? But this year, since there are a lot of students coming from Malaysia, I feel less homesick. I felt less homesick. Mm-hmm. And then, we went to some of the houses. And yeah, it feels like home.
Yeah. How about you, Nani? I remember seeing Jenny crying last year. Because she really couldn't, you know.
Don't expose me.
Bear that pain. And I saw Atik also. She teared up a bit.
A bit.
Eyes welled up. Yeah, but understandable, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, 100% understandable, right? Yeah, because you've never had... This is the first ride... Well, last year was your first ride away from your family.
Yeah, true.
So, it was fun having you guys on
this
show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, we have come to an end. So, thank you for coming and nice to meet you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air. This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.